Good evening.
Hello.
This is August 2nd, 2018. I'm Nancy Sorodin, Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm calling this open session of the Pacifica National Board to order. Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron.
Here. Affair.
Present. Jonathan Alexander asked for an excused absence. Adriana Casnabe.
Present.
KPFT. Present. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI, asked for an excused absence. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Present. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Dwayne, don't hear you. I don't see you on the call. Ken Loffer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon, WPFW, asked for an excused absence. Afia Nwangaza, WMXT affiliate, asked for an excused absence. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
I'm here.
Present. Mansour Sabah, KPFK. I don't hear you. I don't see you. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Muscula, Washington, WPFW. Muscula?
Did you hear? Here.
Oh, present. You got chopped off. Your voice got chopped off. Dwayne Lark. Still don't hear you. And Mansour Sabah. Still don't hear you. So, Chair, we have a quorum of 16. And Tom Livingston. Tom, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we have a request for excused absences from Jonathan Alexander, Tony Leon, Afia Nwangaza, Catherine Davis. Anyone else?
I move. Adriana moves to excuse the absence.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Adriana. Thank you, Dwayne, for seconding.
Well, Dwayne, I have Dwayne now present.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. So is there a second on excused absences? The motion to excuse the absences. Thank you, Benito. Any objection to excusing these four people? Okay, thank you. So, approved. Could I get timekeepers, one for the speakers and one for the items? Any volunteers?
I'll volunteer on speakers.
Is that Carol?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Janet.
Thank you, Carol. Yes, Janet.
I'm requesting that everybody say their name first when they either volunteer for something or second or like that or at a point of order, et cetera.
Right.
Bill, I can do items.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bill. Okay, so we have our timekeepers. Well, before we get started, I would like to say that I just want to remind everyone to please wait for a speaker to stop speaking before asking for the floor with a point of order or, you know, a request for information or point of personal privilege, parliamentary inquiry, and don't start spelling out what you want until I recognize you. Okay, so I just want you to say your name and whether or not it's a point of order, and I want you to wait until the person has stopped speaking. Let them have their full 90 seconds or let them make their point of order. Please do not interrupt people when they are speaking. And when you are making the point of order, it has to be, you have to state the rule that's being broken. And if you're asking for a point of information, which is the same as a request for information, you have to have an actual question and not be making a point or, you know, none of it. I perceive that you're using this to jump in line ahead on the stack. I will cut you off, and you'll lose your place in the stack. Okay.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. I would like the board to recognize, we know that a benefactor of the foundation passed this month, and I hope that was a really good friend of Pacifica, Mr. Aris Añanos, and I think that we should recognize him. He was so generous with the foundation, and I hope that the board can really give him a posthumous recognition if he can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Adriana, Jan Goodman, second.
Adriana, would you be willing to write up something for him in a motion that we can pass next time, recognizing him?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
I would volunteer to work on that with you, Adriana. Jan Goodman.
Great. Okay. You two.
Chair? Janet?
One second. Okay.
Question.
Yes, Janet.
So this is not a motion that Adriana is making?
No, it's not a motion. It's an announcement.
Oh, okay.
It's a recognition.
It's a recognition. If you would like the recognition to go in the minutes, would you please write something up for Janet to include in the minutes? Okay.
Yes, I will.
And Chair?
Yes, Janet.
I still don't understand. If something is going in the minutes, is it affirmed by a motion? Is it just anybody can ask for something to go in the minutes? How is this going to work?
Can we have... let's see. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll deal with it next time. We're going to deal with it next time. We'll talk about it over email about how we should do this, and Adriana is going to write it. Adriana and Jan are going to get together and write it up, and then we'll talk about it next meeting, next open meeting. Thank you. Okay, let's go on to agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Joseph, I'll move to approve the agenda.
Okay, thank you. Any second? Is there a second to approve the agenda?
Randall, second.
Thank you, Alex. Okay. Are there any... okay, so did everyone get the agenda? It was sent at 2:37 this afternoon. And
Madam Chair, I have a motion to amend the agenda.
I'm in the middle of saying something. Hang on. Okay, let's see here. Okay, what's your amendment, Alex?
The amendment is to add to the agenda a motion that was approved by the Strategic Planning Committee, and I sent out the text of that motion an hour or two ago to the full board.
Okay.
Do you need me to read it or anything? Or?
When we get to the Strategic Planning Committee. Also, I found that other one that the Strategic Planning Committee voted on and approved, and I sent that also in the email just about 15 minutes ago. I finally found it.
Okay, so those three are part of the agenda.
Oh, say, Alex, are you? What I saw in your email, was that like two different motions or one?
No, that's what I sent the motion that was, I believe it's the language that was amended and approved by the Strategic Planning Committee, but I didn't have the minutes from that last meeting, so I wasn't sure exactly where the amended portion went into the original motion. So what you got was my best guess as to where it was supposed to be.
Okay. Okay, and that is, it's my fault because I haven't, I've got the minutes in process, but I haven't sent them yet. Okay,
Bill for the stack.
So one second, Bill. Okay, so we'll get to those motions when we get to the Strategic Planning Committee. Okay. Yes, Bill.
So, wait, Chair.
Yes,
is this Janet for the minutes question about that?
So
Mansoor's on call.
Okay.
Sorry for being late. Hi.
Chair.
Yes.
So. Alex initially made a motion to amend the agenda to do this, and is that still on the floor, or has that been replaced by that this will be taken up during that committee report?
Well, do we need an amendment to add a motion? Can't we just
not
assume
to the,
that?
Not because to
I have on the agenda. Motions passed out of committees. So it's to me, I think it's automatically anything that was brought, and I said in the email that those motions could be emailed and they would be part of our agenda. So I think it's covered. I don't think you need to
pass
a motion to add them because they're already going to be there. So that's what the agenda item says, is motions passed out of committee along with the report. Okay, Bill?
Okay, thank you. I move to remove item 5 from the agenda. It seems to have been based on some incorrect assumptions that we have to have a new bylaw or a bylaw amendment to establish a special committee for the Pension Plan Administration. We already did that last month, and I think it's clear that the bylaws do allow the PNB to set up special committees, as they've already done for many other things. And we also got a statement from Trucker Huss saying our attorneys for that, saying that we do not need a special bylaw amendment for that. So I think we just should save our time and use it on other items on the agenda.
Thank you, Bill. Yes, I would like to give some information that and verify that Trucker Huss did just email me, and I forwarded the email to the PNB, and they said that we don't have to put anything in the bylaws about this committee. I had a misunderstanding from what I heard when I talked to the lawyers on the 12th of July. So we're the committee's already established, and we don't need to put anything in the bylaws about it. So,
Randall, second.
I will. Okay, I'm going to take a stack for and against this, and I'm going to put myself on the stack also. Go ahead, Rand. You want us to call you Randall, Alex?
No, it just distinguishes me from Jonathan Alexander and Alex Steinberg.
Okay. Right.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Benito. Yes, Benito.
Thank you. Could you repeat the issue is that we're getting ready to discuss?
Yes, okay. Could everyone please mute their phones if you're not speaking? Okay, so Bill asked to amend the agenda by removing item 5.
Okay.
Okay.
And he wanted to move it to closed session?
No, he wanted to just strike it from the agenda.
I see.
The motion for a bylaw amendment timeline. Okay, go
Do
ahead.
I need to clarify that?
I think you did.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so go ahead, Alex, Randall.
I just seconded it, that's all.
Oh, okay. All right, taking 2-4, 2 against, I'll go first. I'm in favor of keeping the item on the agenda just so that we can actually vote for a bylaw amendment timeline. We still need a bylaw amendment timeline if we're going to amend any bylaws this year. And so I just am recommending this because it hasn't come out of it hasn't been done yet, and it just gets things ready for people that want to propose bylaw amendments. That's all. It doesn't amend any bylaw. It just takes care of this right now, and then we don't have to take care of it in the future. And basically, I'm getting confused. We don't move it until later. But anyways, I put it on the agenda just so that we could get it out of the way and give us about a month to work on bylaws before the drop dead date, which is sometime in September.
Time.
Anybody else against this amendment? Anyone else for this amendment? Okay. So,
Janet, this is Janet. May I just specify something from the bylaws about bylaws amendment, the process?
Sure. I mean, this will inform whether or not we should have this on the agenda.
Well, it's just when you have a bylaws amendment process, it's a process, and there's a whole series of steps, and one part is, and this is from Article 17, Section 1, proposing amendments. So amendments may be proposed by 6 directors or a majority vote of the delegates of each of 2 radio stations or a petition signed by at least 1% of all members. And then there's the voting and approval. I'm just giving...
Time for the agenda approval? It's time
yes.
for the agenda approval. Okay. 1 second, Janet. Janet, you're bringing up the process, and I'm just... This motion is not on the process. It's only on the bylaw amendment timeline, not on the process. And this
timeline is part of the process. But
this motion allows for the process to be carried out. It gives enough time in the timeline for the process to be carried out. And that's all this motion is about. If nobody wants to do any bylaw amendments, then they don't have to. It's just there. You don't have to do it. Okay, we need to go to a vote on this amendment of the agenda. Are there any objections to?
Excuse me. Can you repeat the? What the amendment is this that you're discussing?
Okay, please say your name so I can...
Oh, I'm sorry, Jan Goodman.
Thank you. Okay. So, amendment of the agenda is to strike item 5 from the agenda. So, are there any objections?
Yes. Oh, no.
Yes, I object. Just Joseph.
I would like to strike it. I don't know which way that it is.
Okay.
So can you tell us
the vote? Madam Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander. Oh, he's not here. Sorry. Casnave.
Back.
S. Corey.
Pass.
S. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Davis. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Diaz.
Yes, to remove from the agenda.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes, to remove from the agenda.
So, everybody, please just say one word. Yeah, how you vote. Not why, and okay. Here, Wagon.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
Pass.
Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
Abstain.
Abstain. Going back. Adriana, you passed?
No.
No. Chris, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Dwayne passed, and Dwayne votes abstain.
Dwayne abstains. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Chair abstains. It's 12 yes, 2 no, 4 abstentions. Chair.
Okay, this item 5 is passes, so this item will be removed. Item 5 will be removed from the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Jan Goodman.
We'll have to go to a vote.
Jan Goodman, I just want to ascertain if the motion from the Strategic Planning Committee is on the agenda now and what item it is.
Yes. It's under the committees.
Okay. Thank you.
So Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
It was not amended, right?
I mean, sorry. Yes, it was. The item 5 was struck from the agenda.
Oh,
this is Grace. Are we at the end of time for agenda changes?
Yes, we are.
Was that a yes?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I mean, we can still change, right?
You'd have to extend time.
Oh, okay.
For this item. So, is there any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing no objections. Okay, now we'll go on to minutes approval. We have a set of minutes that was sent yesterday from Janet on July 5th, 2018, open meeting. And are there any corrections to the minutes from July 5th, 2018, open session? Okay, hearing no corrections, the minutes are approved. And now we'll go to item 4 for 15 minutes, timekeeper, the IED acting CFO report. Tom, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What I'd like to start with, so this will blend the finance and the ED work and help to get through this pretty quickly so I can answer any questions. And what I'd like to start with is all stations have paid all central service fee payments for April, May, and June. And because of that, the finances for the national office are stable. And I just want to thank the stations for doing that. I know that some of the summer pledge drives have been a little quiet. I know about two of them. I don't know if we can continue that, but that's a really important trend. But when the local stations pay their central service fee, then the national office can pay the national obligations of the organization. We have, and because of that, we haven't needed to age any payables since early June when I became responsible for managing the finance in addition to my IED duties. Next, I want to talk about NIDA, which has been, started their work on about June 15th and starting in July have been engaging with the organization. Four fronts they've been working on. They've completed site visits of all stations in the national office, with that project led by the overall director of the NIDA Business Center, Anita Sims, often accompanied by their HR specialist, Karen Button. I expect the report of their findings soon. We've been talking about that this week. They're also deeply involved in supporting the 2017 audit, which I'll come back to. And that work is led by George Walter, one of two NIDA senior controllers assigned to Pacifica. And he's completed what he calls a very preliminary balance sheet for the end of fiscal year 2017 that he says should be ready for sharing with the PNB very soon. And that our expectation and hope is that we'll get back to regular reporting, which the organization has not had for close to a year, I believe. Larry Dankner, who's the other NIDA senior controller, is moving into the controller role for Pacifica, and he'll be managing cash flow and approving invoices for payment, a process I hope is completed within the next 2 weeks. Mark, and finally, Mark Edwards on the NIDA staff has been reviewing and approving the regular payroll. I see the emails with our payroll staff person, and he's made several corrections to things like the number of exemptions employees have so that they're consistent. And on one occasion, I saw that he caught an error in the transcribing the timesheets. So that's what NIDA's been working on. On the audit front, NIDA has been working with our new auditor And they're preparing a placeholder audit to be filed on the August 15th deadline. Mr. Walter projects that the 2017 audit should be completed by November or December, and the 2018 audit on time. He says that with the departure of our two senior accountants in March, there's some serious catching up to do on the accounting front. On the next item that I've been, it's been the biggest time involvement on my part, the most intense part of my work since the last regular PNB meeting has been the pensions. At that meeting, the board approved the hiring of a new third-party administrator, Primark Company. I've had an initial meeting with them. They've been gathering information, and within the last hour, I got their engagement letter, which lays out what they'll be doing. Only got a chance to scan it, but they will also be assisting with the process of getting the pensions repaired. Since the previous third-party administrator resigned at the end of the year, for example, new retirees have not been able to be processed so they can access their accounts. This is a major step, perhaps one of the most important ones, as we work to get the pensions back in order. Other developments on the pension front, we were able to reestablish our relationship with the pension fund advisor, Byron Hancock, and his company, who've been managing the fund since it was first established in the mid-90s. They have also provided critical support and documents as we work to respond to the Department of Labor's extensive request for documents. Partially through our own approach, but also with the help of Mr. Hancock, we have also reestablished contact with our former third-party administrator, the Newport Group. We're also assisting our ERISA attorneys in gathering the information and documents that we need for understanding what needs to be done to repair the pensions and also to respond to the Department of Labor request. Finally, I'd say in that regard, our national office staff, particularly Wandra and Adjustment, have done a really good job sifting through the electronic and hard copy records there at the national office to support this work as well. In terms of repairing the pensions, the center of the problem are the employees at KPFK and KPFA covered by union contracts that stipulated pension contributions.
One second, Tom. If you are not speaking, please mute your phone. We're getting an echo on Tom. Thank you.
We're very close. Should I go back at all? Was there anything that we couldn't understand?
No, it was okay, but it's getting loud. Okay. The echo was getting louder.
Okay. So. We're getting very close to reaching agreement with the KPFK union, perhaps as soon as Friday, that we and they believe will completely resolve the problems with both the pension plans and with the funds to repair that being a combination of funds already on hand at the station intended for that purpose, and a manageable payment plan that should be able to be funded over the next several months, hopefully by the end of the year. We'll immediately turn our attention to the KPFA collective bargaining unit, and we are hopeful repairing the pensions for that group may be similar maybe as achievable and similar in scope and be able to be handled by the station itself as the KPFK resolution appears to be. The rationale for this is that if we had been doing the pensions right, it would have come out of each station's ongoing operating funds all along, if we'd been doing it correctly. It's possible that both the KPFK and KPFA fixes may need approval from the IRS. This whole process has been coordinated by the ERISA law firm Trucker Huss, who have been working with us really since January. They're on their third engagement with us to help us resolve the pension situation. We have a firm working on the past due audits of the plans. There's a draft audit of the 403 plan completed, and it's being worked on by both the audit firm and our ERISA attorneys. There's some areas that our ERISA attorneys want repaired. Depending on the outcome of the Department of Labor work, which could include penalties for late reporting, we haven't been filing some reports on time, and who would need to agree with the plan to repair all of the plans, we could be close to a complete fix. And again, I don't know the time frame for that, but we've made a lot of progress on this. So that's the situation with the pensions. Two more things I'd like to report on, the elections and the ED search. On the elections, my understanding of the role of the ED is that it's my sole responsibility to select the national election supervisor, and that an election is required this year by the bylaws. I have two viable candidates for the national election supervisor who I'm doing reference checks on and hope to come to an agreement with the person that we will hire within the week. As I understand it, the next step would be to provide a draft schedule for the elections for approval by the PNB. Finally, on the ED search, I expect there'll be a report out from the personnel committee, but the personnel committee has completed video interviews with 8 candidates and expects to finalize a list of 3 to be interviewed by the there will be a meeting either next Tuesday or next Thursday of the personnel committee, and they expect to finalize a list of 3 candidates for the permanent ED position to be interviewed by the full board on a meeting tentatively scheduled for August 16th. If a decision can be made within that time period, a transition should be able to happen within my latest departure date of the end of September. So, Madam Chair, that's my report. In addition, there's all the day-to-day stuff, and I would be glad to take questions and respond to any of this or any other matter.
Thank you, Tom. I'll take a stack of questions.
Adriana? Chair, this is Janet for the minutes.
Yes, Adriana. I mean, yes, Janet.
Yeah, so I have a request, Tom, if you could send something in writing about what you,
yeah.
All of what you...
This was all,
okay,
I read
great.
All of that, so I will send it to the whole PNB.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay,
Chris,
I have Adriana. Who else? Who's that?
Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, Adriana's...
Okay. I have Adriana and Chris on the stack. Anyone else?
Alex.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Tom. Thank you, Nancy. Tom, Mr. Livingston, didn't the board hire somebody to make an investigation on the pension plan already? Where is the result of that investigation? And do we have any more financial information? The last one that I received, that I think that the whole board received, is October 31st, 2017. Do we have any other financial information that you can share with the board? And remember
right.
that I asked you before, for the strategic recovery plan that the auditor said that they have and the cash flow projections that they said that they have, I didn't receive it yet. I will really appreciate if you can send that to us. Thank you.
Yes, I've not located that. I believe I just haven't had a chance to find it. We have access to Sam Agarwal's email, so I imagine that we can locate that. Speaking to that item first, the firm that we've hired to help us is the name of they're ERISA attorneys. They're attorneys that are experts in finance. The company's name is Trucker Huss. We hired them. The original engagement goes back to January. As I've discovered as I've researched the situation. The first engagement, as I understand it, was to sort of help give us a framework for what to do. The second engagement included the search for the third party administrator, which they completed and which resulted in the hiring of the Primark company. And the engagement that we're involved in now is to assist us with representing us with the Department of Labor and to assist us to do the research and help assist us to understand and repair the pensions and also We've expanded the work to assist to expand the work to the 403B plan.
Okay, I just got a message from people out there in Streamland that the stream that the stream went down. Could you check on that, Fred, please? Is anyone else getting messages that the stream is down? Okay.
Nancy, this is Fred. I was dropped off the line. I'm back on. You're streaming again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Just to continue that, I think Adriana's third question had to do with financial reporting, and we're working on it. As I said in my report, the George Walter, who is working on the audits with our auditor, or George Walter from NIDA, says that he has completed a very preliminary draft balance sheet for the end of the last fiscal year, and believes that it'll be ready to share with the board in a very short period of time. I don't have an exact amount of time for that, and that our expectation is that we can. So the next focus of the work is to get back to providing regular reporting. I don't have any additional reporting at the moment, so that's the status of that.
Thank you, Tom. My question was if you have a report, because you say now that we hired somebody since January, and where is the report of, because investigation was about how many plants do we have, how authentic or how legal.
That's
some
of the things. All together.
Carol, please don't interrupt when someone's talking.
I was the timekeeper.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're time out.
Item now.
Item. I think we can go. Carol, give us four more minutes because the other item ended it.
I was talking about Adriana had a total of 90 seconds.
Okay.
Doing the whole thing. It's Bill.
All right. Thanks. Okay. All right. I think Tom's got your question, Adriana. Go ahead.
There is no written report. We've been in email contact. It's an ongoing project. Perhaps at the next meeting, I could provide something like that. In my report, which I'll forward, it addresses several of the report that I just gave addresses several of the issues regarding the audits.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your questions, Adriana. Chris Corey, you are next.
We are over time for this item, Madam Chair.
Okay.
We started at 6 minutes after the hour.
Thank you, Bill. Could you please make it go till 9:25 since we deleted item 5?
Okay.
My question was already answered, but happy birthday, Tom.
Oh, it's Tom's birthday. Happy birthday.
No, it's actually my birthday's May 25th, but I'm always glad to take a happy birthday.
Okay.
Oh, really? I'm not far off about that.
Well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Alex, you're next.
Yes, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to thank Tom for the work he has done in contributing to the revival of Pacifica at a particularly difficult time for all of us, and I'm sure I speak for a number of other directors for that. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
This is Grace for the chat.
Yes, Grace, go ahead.
I had heard rumors that there were some bequests that Pacifica and or radio stations have received. Can you give us any information about that?
Yes, we received notice in May of I saw the letter from the lawyer of a pending bequest, and we don't have a time frame, but that bequest included $580,000 for Pacifica and $280,000 for WBAI. Those are the only bequests that I'm aware of at this point.
Can I follow up?
And actually, I would add there's also a bequest that for WBAI that they believe that they received a distribution in May of $180,000, and they have been told to expect an additional $280,000 before the end of the year.
Can I follow up, Nancy, briefly?
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Aniel Fields, the KPFK general manager, informed the KPFK Finance Committee that we have received a $300,000 bequest from a longtime programmer, Don Bustani, a wonderful man.
Yes, I appreciate that. I was aware of that. I apologize that Aniel had let me know that too, and he's been managing that process, so I haven't been involved in that. But yes, that's exciting too.
Great news. Okay,
Carol for the stack.
Yes, Carol.
I had a question about bequests. I know that all monies actually have to be made out to Pacifica, and I understand that they go to, sometimes they go to particular stations given the way they're written. I am wondering the degree to which the PNB feels that stations that have owed a lot of money to the central services over time and have something to do with our debt might have, that the board might have thing to say about how that money is spent in terms of back central services or something like that.
Do you have a motion you want to bring?
I guess I just want to start thinking about it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, why don't you work on that and bring it back to us?
Madam Chair, it's Bill. It's been 20 minutes on this item. Is that what you wanted to spend?
Yeah. So this item is now up. We're going to the next item, which is item 6, which is the in-person meeting, motion to set a date, and motion to set a location. So I have put in there the suggested motion. And would anybody like to move those motions? Move one or the other?
Joseph, move the meeting motion.
Okay. Any second?
Alex, I'll second.
Okay. Is there? Do you have access to the motion, Joseph? That you could read it, or I could read it.
If you'd read it, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. It's as per bylaw, Article 6, Section 1. The PNB will meet in person by October 22nd, 2018. The exact date to be set according to the best available times with respect to PNB directors' personal schedules, hotel arrangements, expenses, and flight costs, and in compliance with notices required by Article 6, Section 4. So would you like to motivate it, Joseph? Sorry to just, this is a suggestion, and if you think it's a good idea, I'm hoping you'll motivate it.
All right. I think we have so much trouble in these phone conferences being clear with each other and trying to get to the details of points, and having an in-person meeting with a couple of days where you can have several hours each day to work on subjects and kind of get to the real nuts and bolts of things really will help us do some good work. So I think we can have, in one in-person meeting, we can probably get more productivity than we would in several months worth of these phone call meetings. So I think it's well worth us having one. And, of course, this is just for the date. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better, so that we can maybe at least finish out the year. So that's my motivation. Thank you.
Anyone? I'll take 2-4, 2 against, and I'll put myself on the stack for 4.
I speak against it. I'll speak against it, Mansoor.
Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
All right. The idea is very solid and good. I have no problem with the IDF meeting in person. However, I think the timing is not good for two reasons. Number one, this the election is going to determine who's going to be on the board and not. Number two, I prefer to meet at the beginning of the year so we can actually come up with the agenda for the rest of the year to fulfill it, not almost at the end of our terms and at the end of the year. It's just not a good idea to just meet, come up with some ideas, and then postpone it or give it to the next board. So I, for those reasons, I'm against this meeting. However, I support once a year meeting at the beginning of the year for the PNB. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Grace.
Yeah.
Grace,
are you for or against? Are you for or against?
I would say against.
Okay.
Four.
All right, I'm going to speak.
Dwayne,
I'm going to speak for. Well, go ahead, Dwayne. I'll let you go ahead of me. Four.
And Bill for the stack.
I'm taking 2-4, 2 against. I've got 2 so far. So go ahead, Dwayne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this rationale that was just given, it underscores why the dysfunction of this foundation has been consistent and persistent, because it's always wait until we have control. Not necessarily wait until we see who's in control, but because we know how to game it, we're going to wait until we get back made. So the idea is this. That's why people can't, who come on the board, if you get a turnover of 9 or 10, they have no clue where they are for 3 months to 6 months. It is the job of the individuals who have the knowledge and have the experience and have the institutional knowledge. And we're in a point in Pacifica where waiting for a vision or waiting to agree on some things that need to be in place for 2020 and 2019 to say, oh, let's wait to February, and then these people will start talking about that in June or July or August. I think that's why Pacifica is where it is now. And if you continue this road, because whatever the reasoning is, it's not good reasoning. So wait. There's too much institutional knowledge on this board. Whether you agree or disagree, you ought to have enough concern about continuity of the organization than waiting to see who has control.
Time.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Dwayne. Grace? Again.
Yes, I'm not necessarily opposed to having an in-person meeting, and I think that what Dwayne just said does carry weight. However, I would like to refer this motion to the coordinating committee in conjunction with the finance committee, because I'd like to know where it's going to be held and what the cost of it's going to be and when it's going to be held. Before making this kind of decision, I'd like to know the expenses involved, because it could cost $30,000 or it could cost $120,000, and there's a big difference between the numbers, that the potential numbers for the expense. So I'd like to have more information, but I'd like to move to refer this to those committees and then to have this taken up again at our next meeting.
All right. Grace is moving to defer to the coordinating committee. Okay.
Bill, I'll second.
Is this, okay, thank you. Is this debatable? Let's see here. This would be
It is debatable. Okay. So I'll take, I think Grace already motivated her amendment, so I'll take four.
Bill for the stack.
And two against.
And Joseph to speak against.
Okay. And Bill, are you for or against?
I'm for Grace's motion to refer.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thank you. I think Grace is right. You know, the cost is a big issue. I've always been in favor of having in-person meetings. I think we get so much more done in a few days than we can have in months worth of these phone meetings. And it's really, there's advantages of also getting to meet the people, the members from other cities that we don't get to see, hear from at all in these phone meetings. But we're also, remember, we should be having a new IED, our new ED, somewhere around that time. And so it seems kind of preliminary to try to do this before or right after we get a new ED in place. I think it makes more sense, as Mansoor was saying, to wait till January or something. The bylaws already have, they call it the annual meeting when the new boards are seated. And traditionally that was always done in person. And I think there's a lot of advantages doing that so that the new people can get to meet each other and work together rather than those of us who may not be on the board next year. But at any rate, I think the motion to refer is appropriate so that the cost can be investigated and determined what the timetable would be. The timetable is also suspect because many of us are probably going to be working on the public elections, which are coming up in early November. And, you know, so that's going to take time away from whatever else we're doing. Thank you.
Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm against because any delay means that the benefits of actually doing it are going to be lost. I think the biggest problem with what both Mansoor and Bill said was by having a meeting at the very beginning of the year, you're bringing brand new people in who really don't know what the situation is, and it becomes purely a political social dance of mixer that it gives very little information and just becomes about trying to turn it into factional arguments. By if we try to do it in the middle of the year, by then people have got enough experience under their belts and being able to see enough to actually be able to start understanding the realities of our situation and make good decisions. And then they could use that information from a conference to then make better decisions for the rest of the year. And whether we get an ED or not anytime soon, their job is to take direction from the PNB. So that is kind of a moot point. So I do believe that having one soon is important so that we can actually do things that will help the foundation and not just play politics. Thank you.
Mansoor would like to speak for deferring.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Okay, thank you. I don't play factional games. I just think in middle of the year and not knowing the cost and where and when, it's not super beneficial for PNB or for the foundation. I spoke about this issue at the beginning of the year, and I was hoping that we would meet in March or April of this year so we could have a general agenda to how to move Pacifica forward. So there's no factional game here. There's more of a coming up with an agenda that is applicable for 1 year and not for 3 months and then meet again and so on and so forth. So I'm for deferring to the committee to evaluate and come up with a plan or better solution. Thank you.
We're at time for this item.
Sure. Okay. Could I have a motion to extend for 5 minutes?
Motion to extend 5 minutes, Duane.
Second.
Any objections? Okay, thank you. No objections.
Duane, to
okay, I'm going to be the other against deferring. This already is the
purview. Point of order. Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I'm sorry, but since you're chairing, you shouldn't be speaking for or against any motion, unless it's a challenge to your ruling.
Yeah. Point not well taken. Point not well taken. I think it's allowed. Mr. Parliamentarian, could you weigh in on that?
Yes, I can weigh in on that. Every board member has the same rights as any other board member, and those rights consist of making motions, second motions, discussing motions, and voting. So no one can be excluded from having the same rights as other members. Now, I will say that a lot of cases, the chair acts as a facilitator and doesn't participate as much as other board members, but those rights are there and they are available for the chair to take advantage of. Thank you very much.
Okay. Also, please subtract that point of order from the time. Thank you. Okay. So, so I'm ruling that it's okay that I speak. I know it's you know it's customary that I don't, and I usually don't, but in this case, I have something to say. So this meeting, this in-person meeting, is already the purview of the coordinating committee, so you don't need to defer it to